Okay, we'll go ahead and call the June 2024 meeting to order. Please stand if you would, Justice Johnny Tyler, who will lead us in invocation and pledge.
Father God, we thank you so much for this opportunity to come together. Guide us for our meeting tonight. Help us make decisions. Let me be the center of that, Father God. We just pray for your needs in this room, unspoken. Pray your name. Amen.
Amen.
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May be seated. Secretary, call the roll, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Here.
Coates.
Present.
Grady.
Present.
Kendricks.
Here.
Knight.
Here.
Lahosky.
Here.
Lyon.
Here.
Moss.
Here.
Pearson. Roberts.
Here.
Schott.
Here.
Strain.
Here.
Tyler.
Here. Thank you. We do have a quorum missing one. Justice Pearson, I think, is probably getting his summer vacation on. Is that time of year? All right, next. Members of the court, you have the journal in your packet before you. Hopefully you've had a chance to review that. And so at this time, I'll entertain a motion to accept and present it.
Motion to approve the journal.
You need a second.
Second.
All right, motion and second. Are there any items of discussion on that? Any suggested changes or corrections? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the journal as presented indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, the journal will be approved. Tab number two, county officers' reports. And let's go ahead and start with Sheriff's Department. Chief, do you have a report for us?
Well, good evening. So the sheriff's report for May, our unit one average was 198. Our unit two male average was 183. Our females averaged 89 with a capacity of 88. Our juveniles, we had 8. We took in 502 inmates and released 495. For our calls to dispatch for May was 2,606. Total numbers to the sheriff's office alone was 1,980. The number of violent crimes, domestics was 94, theft, criminal mischief 54, had 78 animal calls, like 3 citations in 1 morning. Our reserve unit put in 620 hours in May. Our criminal investigation division assigned 61 cases, they closed 21. Our transport unit made 71 trips, traveling 14,000 miles for a total cost of below $15,000.
Thank you, Chief. Any questions for the Chief? Thanks so much.
Thanks, sir.
I see what you do. Next, our county clerk's report is in your packet. And are there any questions for Ms. Margaret? All right, seeing none, the next report will be the, let's go ahead and do the ARP and road report. County Administrator Tom Anderson.
Thank you, Your Honor. Before I get started, I'll cover first thing on page 5. We've got on our calendar to start sending out to all the people that have been appropriated money that haven't spent it all on Thursday a request to have a proposed budget with a timeline on it for the execution of their appropriations. That allows us to meet in the middle of July, with Justice Lahosky so we can figure out a plan going forward to make sure we have everything appropriated as smartly as we can going into the end of the year. With that being said, turn to page 8 if you haven't already. Projects of note as far as updates are concerned, the animal shelter has been paid $167,340. As far as I understand from previous meetings and discussions, everything's on time or on schedule there to be an opening later this year, early fall, late summer. On page 6, an update on Lake Conway wastewater utility project. They have given the notice to proceed to build the high pressure line and the pump house, the lift station, and that will, they anticipate construction starting at the end of this month of the 1st of July. As they near the end of that project, they will start the next contract, which will be demolition of their old treatment facility. They think they should be through shortly after the first of the year with all construction. Move down to, on the same page, Mount Vernon Emergency Pump Station. They set the poles yesterday. That's the last thing they had left to do is get the power to it across the road. Once that's hooked up to the meter, they can start basically cleaning things up and then test the tank to make sure everything looks good. Once it's looking good, they'll put it in service and then tear the old tank down. They anticipate a month, maybe 5 weeks at the max, and they'll be finished. Subject to questions, those are the highlights of the ARP this month.
Any questions for Administrator Anderson?
If I may, Judge? This is just a general question. The timeline on these, is it the money has to be appropriated by the end of the year and the project's finished by 2026? Is that correct?
That's right. They actually have to be obligated. Appropriation isn't an obligation. We have to do a little work after the appropriation to make sure it's fully obligated.
Thank you. Well, I asked the same question. So several of these projects still, there's zero spend. Obviously, Greenbrier, Mayflower, are they proceeding forward, ready to go by the end of the year?
Greenbrier is. They have another part of their project that we're not funding that they're getting other funds for. They started that, and soon they'll be asking for money for us for equipment is what they're going to use our money for. Mayflower is, they are weighing a couple of options still, and that is probably the project that's furthest away from getting started at this point.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Okay. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Just that's okay. Yes, sir.
The Children's Advocacy Alliance and the CAPCA?
Yes, sir.
There's 0% on that?
Uh-huh.
Is there anything we need to know about that?
We talked to CAPCA, and they have already spent about $30,000. They just haven't billed us for it yet, so they're underway and spending theirs. They said there will be no problem getting their allocation spent. Children's Advocacy Alliance, we're still waiting on a couple of things. We're waiting on some paperwork, some audits from them for their nonprofit, and then they are working on a purchase potentially of some property, and they're still negotiating with the property owner over that.
Thank you, sir.
Anything further ARP related? Seeing none, road report, please.
Yes, Your Honor. The overlay since the last meeting was in Shadow Ridge Subdivision, which is just north of town off Highway 65. That's 1.8 miles. I will note a couple of other things. We are undertaking a new preservation treatment for pavement this year. We're going to try something that's called Cape Seal, and it's a two layers. Basically, it looks like a chip seal, but they have a wave of oil that goes over and seals up the cracks to keep moisture from coming up, and then it's like fine gravel, like a chip seal. And then the next one is more like, it's not asphalt, but it's very similar to asphalt with oil and gravel. And that is cheaper than an overlay, and it'll preserve the pavement for about 8 to 10 years, they say. So this will be our first try at that. There's other counties around that's been doing it. Pulaski County's one of them. We went and looked at their operation last week. Sebastian County had their first done this year. So we've got about 20 miles slated for that. We're getting roads ready for that. In addition, as you know, it's hot, it's been raining, so the ditches have been growing, and we are starting to authorize overtime to catch up on that the best we can. So if you see expenditures of overtime increase in the road shop, that's what we're trying to do. It's a fine balance between being too wet and being too dry. You got to have a burn ban and can't bush hog, so we're trying to go as far and fast as we can while the weather permits. Subject to questions, that concludes my report, Your Honor.
Justice Knight.
Yes, Your Honor. Are there any updates on the road shop or the fuel truck since our last meeting?
Sure. Yes. In terms of the road shop, we're in the design phase. So scoping that and what that looks like. We're not in the scared price tag phase yet. But anyway, don't really have any concrete updates other than they have benchmarked and measured and work through the scoping based on what our functionality is. And I would say we're also working, I think you'll hear a little bit of an update in just a moment from Administrator Higgins in terms of a temporary EOC, weather incident response center, essentially. And there'll be a little bit to talk about there. And what was your other question? Fuel truck. I think we're still, I don't think we have one yet. Have we?
We're waiting to get it outfitted, the bed to be outfitted.
Those are not easy to come by, honestly, and it's been a long, hard slog, so we're just making do with smaller tanks in the back of light duty pickups. 3/4 ton and ton pickups. A good question. I will say just a word on that Cape Seal project and the process we're using there. Administrator Anderson mentioned that it's a new process we're testing out, and we are at an appropriate level. We'd heard of the process, and really what we look to do is tie the difference between chip seal, if you know what that is. It's a lower cost process that we actually do in-house. Doesn't last as long as asphalt. And asphalt, which is more expensive, generally lasts a little bit longer. But particularly for our arterial roads, formalizing an approach by the county rather than playing whack-a-mole as part of our comprehensive approach to system management of our roads, which is by far our most expensive asset we have as a county. We need to fill those gaps. And so on your road, you get a brand new asphalt road and now life is good and it lasts a long time. But that means the worst half of its life lasts a long time too. And particularly on our arterials, our super busy roads, we're looking to keep those roads in the upper half of their life cycle forever. We don't ever want to have to block an arterial. Any of you remember what I-40 was like when there were not three lanes?
Oh.
So we want to keep those roads in that best half of its life cycle as long as possible. So we will cape seal a road before it's falling apart. And so you want to catch it before those micro cracks allow water all the way through to the base, and then it's over. You're locked in then, and you're just going to have to wait until the pain is great enough to spend all that money to, number one, put 2 inches of asphalt on it or four, and having to close the lane to get the worst spots and dig them out. You've seen our operations out through the county, I'm sure. If it starts pumping or pushing a little bit, if it just looks really bad to you, we're generally going to have to dig those out. That's expensive and time-consuming. We want to avoid that. And so that's really what we hope the Cape Seal process really helps us find. and we're really excited. It's not as expensive as an overlay of it is pure asphalt down through there. It's like a high-powered chip seal, only the top coat is a polymer-hardened surface. And so, anyway, we're really excited about that, but I think what the court needs to understand is that we're leaning into it with a comprehensive approach that we hope will net us better conditioned roads throughout Faulkner County's future. So the average condition or road condition index should be better as a result of Cape Seal. Now we'll have to see if we're happy with it, and we're really looking forward to that. We're really looking forward to seeing those results over time. In road parlance, this is Jerry Maxwell and Sarah's husband, and he's actually manning the con there at the mixing board. I didn't know what to think when I walked up and saw him. He's handy at just about everything, but I've never seen him in front of a mixing board. But we get really excited about stuff like that. I mean, I hope that excites you, because that should be a better use of the public money. Really excited about that, especially over time. We should have a comprehensive program, and this is a pretty big step toward it. So, really excited about that. Thank you for bringing that up, Tom. Were there any other reports on roads? Any questions for Tom?
Just I have one.
Yes, ma'am.
And y'all may have said it was a little late, not me, but what is the progress on the courthouse? Is there nothing going on so far?
We'll have a report in just a second on that.
Oh, okay.
Brand new segment with our Corn Corps meetings. Upcoming. Stay tuned. If nothing further for road, thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
All right, and then next, Administrator Higgins, if you'd approach, please. So there is so much going on. And our court is always free to call the office and get updates. They can call myself, Councilor Murray, and Murphy in some cases. Administrators Higgins and Anderson, probably most specifically. But it just occurred to us, we've got so much going on. We're proud of it. We're proud of it for you. We're proud of it for our employees. We're proud of it for our county and its future. We really just would like to give you updates on some of the more notable projects we have going on. So take it away, Rand.
So I was a little disappointed in being the county administrator, because I thought this was going to be show up at 9 o'clock in the morning, 2-hour lunches, leave about 3. It has not been that way, and so we've had to kind of change things. But really what we wanted to do was give you guys a report on some of the things from month to month that we're actually working on that hopefully would bring interest to you. One, I didn't hear anybody ask yet about the volunteer firefighters radio project. I have an update on that. The radios are in, so it's been a long time in trying to get those produced and get them in at the number that there are. They started programming them on Friday of last week. We anticipate that we could start the distribution of the handheld radios and the installation of the vehicle radios probably next week. So we're getting close to having that done. We've done another inspection of all of the relay towers. We have one tower that's been, since our last inspection when we first started this, that has actually been damaged due to some wind. We're probably going to have to correct that. There's also some batteries that we're going to have to replace. That's not really that inexpensive of a cost. But we're doing the final inspection on those. So that project will hopefully wrap up relatively soon this summer. Animal shelter, just as Justice Coates mentioned in the Budget and Finance Committee, the project is on track for our deadline at this point. We did have a change order to replace the roof. I think I reported that last month. That part of the project has been completed, so we have a new roof on the animal shelter. You know, we do walkthroughs on a regular basis. I'm out there once or twice a week, sometimes more often than that. Last week we did a walkthrough, and you know, when you walk through, the building is studded out now. So we're actually starting to see some progress. And as you walk through, we look and say, you know what? There's not a drain there, and there should be one. And it's like any large project like this. You try to cover every contingency that you can in the design. But if you make frequently walkthroughs of the project, you can catch little things like that before they become big things later on. So we've got a couple of small change orders that we're working through as we're catching these things now when it's relatively inexpensive to get those resolved. Faulkner County Courthouse Project. So we have done our preliminary walkthrough with the architect. Matter of fact, it came in Friday, but I just got it yesterday. We received the fee proposal for that project, and we'll be negotiating that with the architect, and then we'll actually start bringing in contractors to look to see what all we can afford to do. You would think a $1 million facelift would go a long way, but when you look at some of the plumbing issues that we have, we know that that's going to be a big cost to get those done, so we're trying to prioritize. We've been talking with elected officials like Margaret to see some of the, you know, who occupies the building, to see some of the key issues that they have. So hopefully next month I'll report in more detail of where we're going with that facelift. Justice Building, just wanted to give you guys a heads up that two things. Number one, our security access control project is winding down. We're probably 98% complete with it, doing some final details on it. It's working well. We seem to be getting very positive response from occupants of that building. Much safer. The gate access control to the secure parking lot is working just fine and dandy. So we're just tweaking it a little bit. We'll be through with it very shortly. And then it just so happens last week we had a air compressor go bad. There are four air handling units on the roof of the building. We had a compressor go bad a couple of years ago. Had it replaced, we had to get a crane to lift it up on top of the roof. Right now it's looking to be about a $16,000 repair. I'm not asking for money. I think we can cover it at this point. But I really wanted to brag on our maintenance team. They got with the vendor, looked at an alternative safe method to get that compressor to the roof, and they think they have one worked. That's going to save us about $3,000 to $3,500 from having to rent a crane and get it up there. So I really want to brag on Wesley Scroggie and his team for having that done. And then lastly, we talked about the road department administration and OEM operations. And Sarah, I think we've got a picture that I wanted to just pop up. So a short story I wanted to tell, but when we had the road department fire, we had to have the administrative office operating like the next day. And so what we did was we had Sheila, our OEM director, come, had an emergency operations center, but we just scooted it out of the way into the corner and set up an administrative office for our road department because we couldn't miss a lick with them. So the last several months, we're in bad weather season and everything, so we as a team got together to see what we can do to get our OEM emergency operations center back in operation and it not impact our road department. So I came across a couple of used 8x8 cubicles that we were able to get installed in there and move our administrative staff of the road department in there so they have a place to work that's not being interrupted and, you know, that people are all over them all the time. And then this morning, I took this picture this morning early, we had Chief Hillman and Larry Hearn, we started working on reassembling our emergency operations center and so that we have a place when we have, you know, events like the eclipse, obviously, but for bad weather that we have a place to go so that we can monitor it for the county. So should have this finalized in the next few days, but I was really pleased with the progress of getting that done. Judge, that's the end of my report, pending any questions.
Thank you for the quick update. Any questions for County Administrator Roy Higgins? Good update. A lot going on, and that really is honestly just the cliff notes. I would say to the question about the road maintenance facility design, we're scoping that. I mean, at a minimum, it needs to maintain our fleet. It needs to maintain our roads. So it's really a dual purpose maintenance facility. One thing we have become keenly aware of is when we have weather events and you see the code reds and you see WeatherNet, if you hear that WeatherNet is up, that means people are there, and it is a metal building. We do not have a hardened emergency operations center. We want to change that. And so we're figuring out a path forward on that. Really excited for the county to have a shelter where we're not in really bad shape if a tornado hits that facility and we've all bugged out to storm shelter behind. There's a storm shelter there, right? And but if we surface, we don't need to see that everything's gone, and we have nowhere to operate our road system out of, so without significant slowdown. Anyway, we're excited about that. We benchmarked, I don't think you mentioned this, did you? We benchmarked Arkansas DOT, RDOT's Transportation Management Center, Traffic Management Center yesterday. And we're really excited about bringing that functionality to Faulkner County at an appropriate level of functionality, appropriate scale. What is a county, what should a county like Faulkner County have? I'm really excited about that. Look forward to sharing more with you as we go. If no further questions for Randy, we have one more report to do, and that's Treasurer's Report. Our treasurer, Scott Sanson, couldn't be here. He's other work duties. I think he's at a conference he needed to be at this afternoon. His report is in your booklets, tab number 2. If you look at the top, you see the treasurer's report. I would draw your attention to a couple of things. Page number 2, you'll see the line chart that tracks the county general revenue over the last 4 years, current year over the last 4. If you look at the month of May, you'll see the red line that stops. That's current. That's tracking just below 2023 numbers, basically paralleling it in a good way. Started off the year strong above the previous year, and then it began tracking almost identically for the previous month. So we'll be watching that for next year, for next month, rather. At least I'll be paying pretty close attention to that. If you look at the last page of the report, it's another line chart. Sales tax revenue. You know, we had the big and unexpected jump probably associated with a large economic development project here in the county with big expenditures for which there was a lot of sales tax paid. We know that sometimes large companies ask for a sales tax credit. There are rules within the state framework that allow them to go do that. Don't know whether that'll happen with that money. You don't really have the ability, that we don't as a county government, to track DFA sales tax receipts. For competitive reasons, they don't release that. But you know, it's safe to say that one really, really good month, within 2 or 3 years, might be asked, or we might be told you're not getting some of that money by DFNA. So we're always aware of that in the bowels of the financial wing of Faulkner County. That's something I'm very familiar with, and I would just draw your attention to that spike over at the far upper right on that line chart. You'll see, though, that this month it came back down to earth. Should we care about that? Absolutely. We track sales tax revenue in any unit of local government, whether it be city or county. We track that. We track property tax and county general revenue. It matters to us. So we just watch that. The two lines you're seeing are 3-month average over 1 year average. And so you see the 3-month average drop below the year average. We're going to wonder what happens next month. I'll be waiting with bated breath to see those numbers for next month. Scott Sanson tells us, don't worry about month to month here and there. You'll usually see it rebound. Well, if revenue is important to the way a government operates, these two reports are important to that government. That's why Scott's not here, but I want to draw your attention to those. Not a huge reason for alarm. I just draw your attention to it. We'll watch that next month. Any questions? All right, that concludes our officers' reports. Next, we move to standing committee reports. We'll start in order with our infrastructure committee. Justice Knott, I don't believe you guys met. Courts and Public Safety, Justice Coates.
Yes, Your Honor, we did not meet this month.
Okay, and I think you may have some guests here.
Yes, sir. Several of the Faulkner County Animal Coalition board members are here tonight. They wanted to present a little bit of an update so you guys could kind of know where they were sitting where the operations out of the shelter stands. So I don't know exactly who's speaking. Ms. Quinn?
Yes.
Recognizes Lord Quinn.
I'm going to use my phone for a minute, but we've been very busy in the last 90 days. So we have filed our 501c3 status. We created our articles of incorporation, our bylaws, did all of that. We finally received 2 weeks ago our federal tax ID number, so we were able to open a bank account, which we had to have that first. So we were able to do that, a local bank. We have several working committees, and not to bore you guys with what all we're doing, but we do have a committee specifically dealing with the building and the facility. Camille, who many of you all know, worked at Ride Out Lumber here for years and years in Conway. She has been invaluable working on this committee. Mary Coates, we have, I know, bugged her a million times with questions, and she has been great to go out with us or help with anything along the way with that. But the building committee is definitely working. Shauna, also with experience with the Conway Animal Shelter, has those details that we need about where a drain goes. So what we're trying to do is to create, right now, work on those things that don't create a problem later. So that committee has been working very hard. We have another committee dealing with our policy procedures, including the job description and the hiring process. We also have an active committee that's dealing with fundraising and grants. We've been meeting separately and starting to make plans for ongoing individual and corporate giving and grant opportunities. We're also going to launch a capital campaign later this year. We are going to offer naming rights to different rooms and spaces within the shelter. We're happy to say we did receive a $40,000 gift already from the Friends of Faulkner County Animal Shelter. So they will get first pick of the room, and we were very appreciative of that gift to get started. We also have applied for our Facebook fundraising status as a nonprofit, which is super important. Grants with Kroger Community Partners, Walmart Spark for Good. There are some other grants we're also working on with Pedigree and Corina Foundations, Petfinder, PetSmart, Rachel Ray Foundation, and we're partnering and looking into partnering with some veterinary medicine companies that will allow us to get discounts on the veterinary supplies we need, you know, for day-to-day operating. We are working on selecting an overall operating system. This is crucial to be able to track. We are a shelter that is a nonprofit, so that's different. There are some shelters that are run by a city or municipality. Since we're a nonprofit, we allow our donors to get that benefit. You know, they're going to be able to make a gift to us and get a tax benefit, which is going to be huge, and we hope we'll be able to solicit larger and bigger donations that we've never, you know, been in a position to do. We are looking at systems. There's a couple nonprofits in Conway that have recently switched to a system. We're looking at that. United Way, Bethlehem House has switched to one. We need something that manages everything from the accounting to the payroll to the day-to-day, but the donation tracking, that's a separate piece that, you know, let's say QuickBooks would not provide. So we really need an all-encompassing thing, and they've kind of done some of the work for us. So that's kind of good. We're meeting with them and going to kind of see how that works. Back to the capital campaign, we're going to launch that this year, too. That will be towards the end of the year. We've already got some things in the works on that. And then we are also happy to say the Friends of Faulkner County Animal Shelter is going to give us our name, FaulknerCountyAnimalShelter.org, which they have been currently using. They're going to let us have that. We just feel like that's going to be confusing to the public, and we are going to be the Faulkner County Animal Shelter. And as a matter of fact, we filed our articles of incorporation as Faulkner County Animal Coalition, doing business as the Faulkner County Animal Shelter. So we will eventually just go to that name. Right now, it's not physically there, so that's kind of what we're doing. We've also had some initial conversations with communities within our county about them partnering financially with us moving forward, meaning these different cities within our county are going to have to pay for our services. I mean, we're providing a service for them, and we're going to help them. So we've already had some initial meetings with some of the different municipalities. And then finally, we're excited to announce that tonight we will officially be filling the position of the animal shelter administrator tomorrow after our board meeting. And we have a very experienced, we're thrilled to get the person we're going to get. We can't say his name yet, but after tomorrow we'll be able to announce that. So we've been very busy in the last 90 days. We just wanted to let you guys know where we are, and do you guys have any questions for us?
I just want to say thank you to all of you that have come together to make this happen. I mean, it's been a long time coming, and I know it's a lot of work, so thank you.
It's a lot more than we thought, and I do just want to say and recognize Jennifer Cook, Eric King, Lori Mason Jordan, Shauna Osborne, myself, John Simone, Shelley Strange, who is our treasurer and is working hard on some of the behind-the-scenes money stuff, Camille Turchi and Brian Williams are our board of directors at this time. And Miss Patty Stovall, recently we conned her into joining us as well. So we have some great folks in lots of different business areas in our community. So we're going to hit the ground running and get this going and hopefully set a path for sustainability for the future board members that come after us. So,
Thank you so much. We appreciate all of you. How about a round of applause for her? You are welcome here for sure, and a sight for weary eyes from a bunch of people in Foreign Courts, present and past. And really excited. I can't tell you how many times I'm out and about in the county, and that is a topic that, people approach me with. And I know I'm not alone. So thank you guys for that. A lot of people with eyes on it. Thank you all. Anything else from Courts of Public Safety? All right, moving along, Budget and Finance. Justice Hoskin.
Thank you, Judge. Budget and Finance met at 5:30 today. We forwarded three ordinances onto the full court. They're on your agenda tonight. And then we recessed. And so we will be meeting again. We will be coming out of recess as soon as full court concludes. Thank you, Judge.
Very good. Thank you. Personnel Committee, Justice Kendrick.
Judge Personnel did not meet this month. Thank you.
All right. So that concludes standing committee reports. Moving to the next section, we always have a public comment section. Your comments will be restricted to the published agenda, any item of business for the court today. Any public comments? Seeing none, moving to the next item, special reports. And I don't think we really have any. I think we cover them in officers' reports, but I'll ask, any special reports? Moving along to old business, I see none on the agenda. And new business, tab number three, that'd be the monthly appropriation. It'll be tab number three in your booklets, and that's sponsored by the Courts and Public, Budget and Finance of Justice Mahosky.
Judge, I make a motion for the passage of Ordinance 24-27.
Second.
Motion second. We have a reading, please.
Proposed Ordinance 24-27, sponsored by Budget Finance, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
Okay, Justice Pulaski, you want to give us a brief rundown?
I would like to, but I don't know really a whole lot about this one. It all looks good to me. Section 4, maybe Ms. Starter can provide some context.
Section 4 is we have been allotted a $50,000 grant to improve security over in the building that we're calling our election building at this point. We have a temporary wall that the FBI and another agency would like for us to reinforce and secure a little better. So they've provided us this grant, and we're in the process of getting quotes. Administrator Randy Higgins is helping us, and we're working with Extension Office and swapping out some space area before we do this, and hopefully we'll get all this finished by the end of August, the middle of August.
And I would just add, the building is secure. It's not at risk of being compromised at all. Don't want that to be misunderstood. Building is secure. If nothing else, some of the walls need to be covered. There's normal construction process. It's just there's an opportunity to increase the security that's already there. So just wanted to make that clarification. Do want to thank the Extension and all the folks over with our County Extension Office. Lots of happenings over there. There was some give and take between the election footprint and the Extension footprint. So I want to thank both of you and Laura Wilde for your willingness to work together and find win-wins. I think that's good. I think that's good governance. So thank you for that. Any other questions on the ordinance? All right, Madam Secretary, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Grady.
Yes.
Kendricks.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Shock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Pilot. Yes. Okay, thank you. Motion carries. Ordinance passes 12-0. Next on your agenda, ordinance number, be tab number 5, the ordinance number 24-28, sponsored by Justice Cummings.
I'd like to make a motion to put proposed ordinance 24-28 on the table for discussion.
Second.
Okay, motion second. Do we have a reading, please?
Proposed ordinance 24-28, sponsored by Mary Coates, be enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
All right. Motion second reading. Any discussion? Justice Coates, you want to give us a brief overview?
Yes, sir. I explained in budget and finance, this money was allocated back when we did the $1.5 million out of the ARP money. The construction cost of the shelter was at $1.2. This is the leftover money, the $300,000 that is needed for the fixtures and furnishings, some of which are part of the construction plan, so we can't necessarily wait on these. They're sinks, they're the kennels, they are the washer and dryer, all the things that have to be roughed in, and our skilled trades are waiting on those cut sheets for those items. So we need to go ahead and move forward with purchasing those and getting our shelter ready to be operational.
Thank you, Ms. Misty. Any questions or comments? Lots of progress there. Looks to be on schedule. Last I heard, but still on schedule for September.
Judge, I have a question.
Just ask
you. Can you, and Justice Coates, you may be able to answer this question. You know, this was the build, then there was the operate. There was going to be an RFQ put out. There might have already been RFQ, and has it been awarded? Where are we at in that process?
The RFQ was put out. There have been responses. We are in the process of preparing to award the winner of the RFQ process. Not done yet. Mechanical reasons, nothing to be concerned about.
Yep, that sounds good.
Just Coach, feel free to add, but that's where we're at on that.
That's why I was just wondering where we were at in that process. Thank you, Judge.
Had to wait on some entity formation stuff. Very good. Any further questions or discussions on this ordinance for Justice Coach and myself? All right, Madam Secretary, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Grady.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Lahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Schock.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. Ordinance passes 12-0. Next item on our agenda, tab number 5, it's going to be proposed ordinance 24-29.
Judge, I make a motion for the approval of ordinance 24-29.
Second. Okay, we've got a motion second. So, Counselor, a reading, please.
Proposed ordinance 24-29, sponsored by Budget Finance, being enacted by the Quorum Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, an ordinance to be entitled an appropriation ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 23-36, dated November 21st, 2023, and to declare an emergency.
Okay, so motion second and reading. Any discussion? And Justice Lahosky, if you want to take it away.
Thank you, Judge. Just as right off the bat, just call your attention. We made a motion to amend this ordinance, Section 2. We amended that number down to $70,000 from $94,000. And let's see. As you'll see, Sections 1 through 5 are all overtime transfers, all from full-time line items into the overtime line item. A lot of that has to do with vacancies within the Sheriff's Department for the first half of this year. Ms. Woolley says they may come back near the end, that they will probably come back at the end of the year and kind of do this again to kind of make up for any vacant positions from here to the end of the year. You'll also see in Section 8, that is a new appropriation from the Criminal Justice Department fund into a parts and repairs line item for vehicles. And Chief Deputy Woolley spoke with us a little bit about their vehicle maintenance program and where they're at with that. So that is my explanation.
Very good. Thank you for that explanation. Any questions or discussion?
Yeah, so if my math is correct, this $24,000 is not going with that, right, the 70,000 is only gone. So what happens to the 24,000 you stay put in the...
It's still in that full-time salaries line item.
Gotcha.
Okay. And just for a point of clarification, this is a counselor. There's no need to make a motion to amend as presented. It was presented at 74,000 to the full court. That's recommendation came out of Budget Finance Committee to this full court. So just for clarification, what has been recommended is the 70,000 for Section 2. Any further questions or discussion? Seeing none, Madam Secretary, roll call vote, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Allison.
Yes.
Coates.
Yes.
Brady.
Yes.
Kendrick.
Yes.
Knight.
Yes.
Mahosky.
Yes.
Lyon.
Yes.
Moss.
Yes.
Roberts.
Yes.
Shaw.
Yes.
Strain.
Yes.
Tyler.
Yes. All right, 12-0 motion carries. Ordinance passes. Next on our agenda, appointments. So we actually do have one appointment. It'll be tab, I'm looking for tab. It's tab number 6. And we did only have this for Saltillo Fire Department Board position. And I have made the appointment of Kenneth Dale Bumnick as the only applicant. And so it's now before the full court for confirmation of that appointment. The application is in your packet. Been with the Saltillo Fire Department for a total of 14 years. Fire Academy trained firefighter. Currently the Saltillo Fire Department Chief, working in hand with current board members, and is a good appointment. So, what's your pleasure?
Judge, I'll make a motion to confirm the appointment. Second.
Okay, motion and second for Hosky and Allison.
Who's the second?
Justice Allison. And Justice Shock, I think that was a co-second. There you go. So any discussion on the motion to confirm the appointment? I'll just say I want to thank Chief Bundy for his service and serving the service of all fire departments out there. So I appreciate your consideration. Is there any further discussion? All right, seeing none, we'll do a voice vote. All in favor of confirming the appointment of Chief Kenneth Dale Bundick to the Saltillo Fire Department Board, indicate so by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So congratulations to Chief, and thank you for your consideration on that. That's the only appointment this month. There is an announcement, it's just informational. With regard to the Equalization Board, with which you're all familiar, the superintendents or the school districts have an appointee because they have a vested interest. The school districts have a vested interest in how much property tax is either collected or not, because roughly 80% or so, somebody can correct me, but the vast majority of property tax that is assessed and collected goes to the public school system, goes to the school system. And so they are therefore represented on that Equalization Board, which is in the path of appeal by property taxpayers. And so school districts must be represented on that. The superintendents voted to approve Lou Ann Deer. Many of you, probably all of you, know Lou Ann Deer, a valued member of our community here in Faulkner County. Does a great job. She's a realtor broker and just a really good person. Takes that job seriously. And that is not an easy job. Anyone who's never been in front of the Equalization Board or been present in those hearings, you've got individuals all the way to corporate presence of the largest order, paying lots of property taxes and staff way up for appealing property taxes. Sometimes the corporate interests will choose a county, attack a property tax level that they then intend to migrate out to other counties all across, really not only Arkansas, but uses precedent elsewhere or examples of those property tax adjustments. It is really important. It can be boring for anybody not associated with real estate, but those Equalization Board hearings, much pressure can be brought to bear. You're talking about lots of money, large impact across other taxpayers. and it is just as important to headcount to school districts. So I want to thank Luann Deere for her continued service. I cannot remember how many years she's been on that equalization board, but her presence is appreciated. So again, that was just informational. Superintendents have made that appointment. Just letting our court know. With that, that's the last thing I have. Have I forgotten anything? Does anybody? I want to recognize David Meeks in the back of the room, incoming Justice of the Peace. Appreciate you being here. It's good to see you. And Mary Beth Gross, County Extension, Administrative Extension Agent. I always get your title wrong. I'm not sure.
All of it.
So, do you have anything to address the court with?
Sure. I sent you all an email about we're having an extension tour August 16th. It's a Friday. And so that day is designed for y'all to hop on a bus with us, and we take you around the county and kind of show you some of the high points and stuff that extension is involved in when it comes to research and education. So it'll be the morning, and then we'll conclude with lunch. So put the August 16th on your schedule.
If you've never done that, I would invite you to do that. What you're going to see is really successful people in our county of whom you can be very proud. And I promise you, they're going to be proud to show you what they are doing, which in many cases is world class. And you're seeing it here, not on some documentary on television. So lots to be proud of here in Faulkner County. Thank you. Anything else come before the court? With that, I'll accept a motion to adjourn. We are adjourned.